Dr. Schneider dictating a preimposed bronchodilator surveillance report on Leroy Williams. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 8/29/24, Mr. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the leash bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with complete reversibility after bronchodilators period compared to a prior study dated 1/17/24. There's been no significant change period to PAGA compression, minimal reversible airways obstruction, showing no significant change. Next. 6-minute walk test on Robert Birch. This goes to Dr. Newsom. On 8/29/24, Mr. Birch performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the urinary saturation was 97% period. Patient walked 491 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period. Epigraph compression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Karen Cheney, C-H-E-N-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Pogodino. On 8/29/24, Mrs. Cheney performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was mildly impaired and there was a severe degree of airway obstruction period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 over FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/29/24, there's been marked deterioration period. The paragraph impression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing significant deterioration. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Sandra Home, H-O-M-E. This goes to Dr. Price. On 8/29/24, Mrs. Home performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25/75 or FEC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/28/24, there's been no significant change period in the PAGA compression. Moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change period. Thank you.